illustrated in the book of Daniel, Daniel 3. Sister White says Nebuchadnezzar's image is an illustration of the Sunday law. And we noted that in our second presentation, the testimony of Ezekiel is giving us a view of the environment of our church during leading up to the Sunday law crisis, whereas Daniel 3 is telling us what the impact of the message will be, because when you look at the information connected with Nebuchadnezzar's image and where Sister White comments on it, and it's like 13 times that she says that image symbolizes the Sunday law. But the focus of that message is how this final warning message of the three angels' message will be carried to all the world. And it's our job as students of prophecy to bring these different testimonies of the Sunday law together in order to get the complete picture. In parts 4 and 5 of the purification of the church, if you weren't here, that's a part of the presentation that's more difficult to explain. We went through the different waymarks that are ahead of us that are tied into the Sunday law, because the Sunday law is really the key for end time events. And we looked at how Sister White gives the sequence of events that are ahead of us in relation to the Sunday law. The Sunday law purifies the church, the latter rain is poured out, the loud cry message is given. Immediately after the Sunday law, the little time of trouble begins. Probation is still open for the 11th hour workers at that time that come and stand with God's people and replace those Adventists, those foolish virgins that go out at the Sunday law, and ultimately human probation closes in the 7 last plagues. And that presentation is better done illustrated on a board. It's less talk and just more of pulling pieces of information together. And that was done probably, I'm not sure, we did that maybe 6 weeks ago, so we're taking this study back up. This is part 6. And this is, I'm titling it The Process of Judgment. And I'm taking this one in this order because there was recently a theologian that suggested that the blotting out of sin takes place at the close of judgment. And I've heard other understandings of what the blotting out of sin does and when it takes place. And I think that in relation to the Sunday law, it's clear what the blotting out of sin does and when it takes place. And when we understand what it is and when it happens, there is a warning message connected with that understanding that we need to look at. So that is going to be the focus of our study today. And we'll see the blotting out of sin illustrated in the judgment that's going on in the most holy place. And one of the ways that we'll see it correctly, I believe, is if we understand that the judgment